Yes, the mics are on. Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's the Dark Mark Show, your Thursday night freak show. This is a show that is all over a year in the making. As soon as we got to Skid Row Studios, I said, I want to have this guy on. I want to see what's going on. If you have been in the fetish scene in L.A. for any amount of time, you've seen women with beautiful feathers sticking out of all sorts of places in their body, beautiful men sticking with feathers sticking out of their bald heads, women lining up for this man to give him their attention. This is Cyrus, my friend. How are you, Cyrus?
I'm very good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. And so today is the feathering show. We finally got it together. And you brought two beautiful women with you.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
that's Kat and Sasha.
Cat face. You want Mike to get a little closer. There you go. Cat face, this is your reward for being our substitute co-host the last couple of weeks.
Thank you, Mike.
How are you? You can pull the mic close. Well, you know.
I like reaching for it.
I'll bet you do. Yes. And Sasha, I think I've met you briefly in passing, but this is going to be good to finally get to know you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and we already met in the street, and you kind of gave me an interesting look in your eyes and said, in addition to feathers, maybe we can play with fire. I said, well, maybe. You never know. We'll see what happens. But speaking of fire, that reminds me of beautiful, delicious food. And one of our sponsors, of course, Doomy's Home Cooking.
Yum.
I love Doomy's Home Cooking. Our producer, Jenny, had some vegan friends come over, and you guys went to Doomy's Home Cooking. How was it?
Yum.
It
was really good. Sorry.
It was really good. Doomy's Home Cooking is located, if you're in L.A., go to Doomy's Home Cooking. I'm trying to get the address here. It's 1253 Vine Street, Hollywood, California, 90038. They're right on the corner of Fountain and Vine, and delicious. Even if you eat meat, which I can see we got a lot of meat eaters here in the studio, it's still delicious. I was there a couple weeks ago, had some shrimp scampi. It was delicious. And so Josie's actually downstairs. She's like 2 minutes late. I don't know if you can get her, because I'm going to do the sponsors really quick. Huh? Well, I think she's locked out. Anyway, Josie Kett is on her way, our usual
co-host.
That's
what she gets for not showing up.
Well, she's two minutes late. So anyway. We only have two other sponsors, too. So I want to get to, and then we're going to talk about feathering. We're going to talk about Cyrus. We're going to talk about Sasha. Talk about Catface. We're going to stick some needles and feathers. And it's funny because Cyrus showed up with some Shakey's pizza boxes, and I was all excited. I thought it was a pizza party. It's like, no, I got to put my feathers in there. I'm like, oh, damn it. And I'm like, well, what happened to the pizza? He's like,
I ate it.
No.
It's a booby party.
Yeah, it's going to be a booby party. But yeah, so they, and how much are the pizza boxes at Shakey's?
I thought I was a customer. They're free.
Great. So if you ever need a pizza box, just go to Shakey's and say you're a customer. If you ever need an audiobook, if you're looking for something to listen to, especially if you're driving on the road, because I'll be driving to San Diego to see my family on Christmas, so download audiobooks. They've got everything. They've got bestsellers. They've got Sasha Gray reading The Juliet Society. They have Stephen King books. They have all the latest bestsellers. Twilight books, Sookie Stackhouse books. They've got them all. They've got whatever you want. They've got hypnosis books to lose weight, to become a better lover, you know.
Who does?
Audible.com.
I love Audible.com.
All you have to do is go to darkmarkshow.com. There's an Audible button right next to my smiling face. You get one free book. That's my Christmas gift to you, Dark Mark Show listeners. A free book and a free 30-day trial at Audible.com. And you can get whatever you want. They've got dirty books. They've got nice books. They've got all sorts of crazy books. Something's happening downside. I think Josie's coming in. But go to darkmarkshow.com, Audible.com. We have one more sponsor. We got so many sponsors. Stamps.com. Well, everybody loves sending things on the holidays. We love going, sending cards, sending presents. Why are you shaking your head? No, because you have to go to the post office, right? What a drag.
Yeah.
Not if you go to stamps.com. There's another link on darkmarkshow.com, stamps.com. Click on it right next to my smiling face. And you can print legal postage on your computer. You don't have to go to the post office. Just zip the envelope through there. You can put a piece of paper through there, put it on a package. If you go to darkmarkshow.com, you get $100 worth of free stuff. You get a free trial at stamps.com. You get they mail you a whole thing. It's a great deal. It's an amazing deal. Go to stamps.com. Go to audible.com. Go to darkmarkshow.com and click on and subscribe to us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on YouTube. This week on YouTube, we put the best 10 best shows of 2014. And I think we did it premature because this is going to be one of the best shows. But I had to do it really early to keep pace with everybody else. And it was great. Matt Zane edited it. It's on our YouTube page. There's fire. There's sparks. There's
nubbin.
There's all sorts of crazy stuff. There's me wrestling women. There's me wrestling women. There's me wrestling. There's choking. There's transsexual nubbin. Porn stars. There's Ginger Lynn. There's Melrose Larry Green. There's Bree Walker. There's all sorts of people on
Balls.
There. There's G. Tom Max singing Fry Little Sister. It's been an amazing year. So check that out. Anyway, Cyrus is here. And so let's start the show. Josie will be in a second. But Cyrus, you're a fascinating guy. As I said, I've met you in the clubs. We actually, you gave me a ride home about a month ago, and I got to know your story a little bit. You stick needles into women's backs attached to feathers.
Not only the backs. Anywhere I can get at.
That's right.
Fewer than let me.
What's the strangest place somebody let you do it? Vagina?
Not yet, but the head. The head's good.
Right.
They have to have a shaved head.
Why is that?
Why they need to be shaved or?
Yeah. Wait, because you told me you like to do it on shaved heads. Why wouldn't you do it with a head full of hair?
Well, you can't see the scalp, and okay. The hair holds a lot of bacteria or whatever, so it's really hard to clean.
Okay.
You actually wouldn't be able to clean it.
Right.
That's why they shave you before you have surgery.
Right.
So, you know, I see a lot of people, they do play piercings, or they're involved in blood players of some sort. And one thing that's very important before you even get in that is to learn about medical techniques or learn about an aseptic procedure, so you don't introduce the most prolific bacteria that we have, which is staph or staphylococci.
Right.
You know, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So you want to be sure that you're not giving people infections
right.
when you play around with stuff. And I see people that, you know, don't change their gloves as often as they should.
Right.
Or they don't practice proper cleaning techniques or isolation or any of that other stuff. So.
And this, all this wild, kinky stuff that you're into and the feathering basically came from you being in the hospital. I mean, that's kind of how it started.
Yeah, it did. You know, I was in a horrific motorcycle accident. I got T-boned by a car and basically broke my whole body diagonally. Broken back, broken arm, broken leg, crushed foot.
Right.
So I spent about 6 months in a hospital bed.
And I've seen pictures of your foot. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of cool. It's kind of mangled.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. So it's made walking interesting.
Yeah.
Shoes, I have to buy shoes that are too large for me now. But I had to get used to a lot of medical procedures.
Speaking of disgusting feet, Josie Cat's here. Come on,
Yay!
Josie, how are you? You're back.
Hey.
Anyways, we were just talking. That's your Perrier, right? Oh, yeah. Hugs for everybody. Did you thank Cat Face for substituting for you the last couple of weeks?
Thank you, Cat.
I love you, Josie Cat. It was my pleasure.
Yes, and I know I really don't know what happened in the studio when we were gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, that was on your chair, so I'm not really sure what happened in that chair. But
Ginger.
You want to say hello? Ginger Lynn. I'm not sure. You want to say hello to the Dark Minions and kind of slide over so you're on camera?
Oh yeah. Hi there.
Yeah.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Well, we have, you know, Cyrus and you know Kat. Do you know Sasha?
No, I don't think we've met.
Yeah, Sasha is she's a lovely woman. You're from South Africa, right?
I am.
And why is it that and we're gonna get back to the Cyrus story because I'll have to recap it for Josie. But he was in a horrific motorcycle accident, and let's get back to the story now. You were in a horrific. When a beautiful woman starts talking to me, I get distracted. You were in a horrific motorcycle accident, and how did that
squirrel? Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I spent 6 months in a hospital bed, and I got really used to sticking myself with needles, anticoagulant. So I had to give myself injections. I had to change my own IV bags because I did have a staph infection, and it was in the bone. So I had to have vancomycin, which is the strongest antibiotic for staph,
right,
to treat it for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months to get rid of this shit.
Right.
So. Apparently, I found out there's like three different types of staph. There's just your everyday staph, which penicillin or whatever takes care of.
Right.
Then there's MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph, which you have to go to vancomycin. And then there's VRSA, which is vancomycin-resistant staph.
Okay.
And for that, you, I don't know, go to see anybody with a sword because it's amputation.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
There is.
It happens to a lot of junkies.
There is no cure for that
ouch,
one.
Ouch. So you got to
dirty
know,
needles.
So you got to know about needles. And when were you first aware of needle play or blood play? Because I'm very, you know me, I'm a dilettante in the fetish scene. I don't really know that much about it.
I first got exposed to it in the early 2000s.
Right.
Believe it or not, I used to be a very conservative person. I got divorced. I changed my whole life.
Wow. So,
yes.
Night, day.
Yes.
Day, night.
Some people lose weight.
Some people become freaks.
You put bones through yours and dye your hair pink.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It's a good look on them.
Yeah, I'm kind of having fun with it.
Yeah, it's because I've seen you in a military uniform. That's a different look.
Yeah, it is. It was a different life. I first started getting exposed to, my journey was actually, I'll try goth out. And it's like, oh, wow, that's just recycled 80s music. I can dig that.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, industrial. And it's like, oh, look, all these people dressed really interesting. Oh, fetish, BDSM. It all goes hand in hand.
Right, right, right.
So it just sucked me on in.
And so when was the first time you saw somebody, like, stick somebody with a needle for this type of pleasure?
It was at a club in Philadelphia. A friend of mine, Octavio, put it on. He used to do the Visago parties in New York, but he had a club, him and Reno had a club called Shock Therapy.
Nice.
Yeah, I like the name. It should really be used.
Yeah.
So, I saw somebody do that, and I was like, that's interesting. That's new. And then they also had another show there where somebody came in and hung from hooks, and that was the first time I'd seen that, too.
Right,
so,
right.
That gave me a little glimpse into what was going on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So. And so how did you come up with the genius idea of putting feathers on needles and sticking them in the women's body parts?
That was kind of a progression. After I moved back to California in 2006, I was doing the plate piercing stuff.
Right.
And
define plate piercing for our vanilla users, vanilla viewers and watchers.
Oh, plate piercing. It's the temporary piercing of a body or a body part using typically a hypodermic needle.
Okay.
You can do it in designs or any number of ways.
Oh my God. I knew rockers that would do that, but they weren't play piercing.
Well, that's a whole different kind of. Well, yeah, we know about
that. That's a whole different type of needle play there.
Yes. Yeah, none of this. We're not doing this tonight. But so when did you, because as far as, you know, the. Nobody does this except for
so
you.
Dirty.
I have not, at least publicly. I mean, I'm sure there are other people that do plate piercing. There are other people that I've seen, not personally, but do feathers. I've seen pictures of it, but I haven't seen it in the LA area at all. So,
right.
If you see a girl out and there's feathers involved, it's
you
most likely
it.
Me.
Yeah,
I'm there somewhere.
Right, right.
No, other people. No one else is doing this.
Not that I've seen.
Everybody, think about it. Every time that you've been in the club and you've seen women with the feathers on, he's there somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that does it publicly in L.A.
Right.
You know.
And Sasha, when was the first time you were feathered by Mr. Cyrus here?
That's a good question.
How many times have you?
That's also a good question. Less than 10, more than 5.
Oh.
And what was the first time that you did it?
Trying to think.
There have been so many boobies, I can't remember.
I know.
I think it was probably at one of the bondage balls. That would make sense.
It would make sense.
Maybe about three or four years ago. That long?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
And that lovely accent, you're from South Africa.
I am.
Now, why is it not? Every woman I've ever met from South Africa, and this is black or white, is just amazingly beautiful. What is this? What's in the water in South Africa that all the women come out just gorgeous?
We eat a lot of red meat.
Really? Yeah. But, well,
wow.
You can go to Dewey's home cooking for a break. But yeah. So really, is that what it is, the red meat? Or?
I don't know. It's just there's a lot of sunshine and
yeah.
It's a very different life.
Now, where in South Africa are you from?
I have a parent in Cape Town and a parent in Johannesburg. So.
Oh, so that South Africa's kind of like America in that respect.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And what brought you to L.A.?
I wanted to be independent. I wanted to get away from this little country at the bottom of the planet.
Right. And why L.A.?
Because I'm a freak.
Yeah, well, I figured that. Yeah, yeah. Trust me, you're on this show.
And
we know that.
It's a lot easier to be, to fly your freak flag
so is there,
in a place
is,
like California than it is in a very small, mostly conservative country.
So what do you do that's so freaky? Because you look, I wouldn't think that by looking at you.
I would.
he's staring her down.
I'm thinking all sorts of things.
You just haven't seen her dressed in her furry outfit yet.
So what's something that you would consider freaky?
Well, I mean, it's all relative, right? So, I mean, coming from South Africa, the fact that I'm a burner, the fact that I go to a lot of festivals, that I run around naked in the desert is a strange thing for some folks.
Sounds like South Africa to me. Running around half like naked in the desert.
Yeah.
But I see the difference between that and Burning Man.
except there's actual lions and tigers in South Africa. That's the difference, but... Maybe not. Is there a fetish scene in South Africa?
It's very, very small.
Yeah. It's like you and two other people.
You often hear about it, but there are no parties that people go to.
Really?
There are these big productions and these big balls that happen in Los Angeles and in other places in the US. You just don't get the outlet to be creative with yourself,
right?
Like you do here,
right?
And I don't even know what you.
I mean, are you you're a model? You're an actress? You're a singer? You're just a performer or a dancer?
I'm a fire dancer. I have been for like 20 years.
Oh, okay.
But
since you were three, when?
In my mid-teens.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, but during the day, I'm totally like an office chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you're dancing. So you dance with fire.
I dance with fire.
Yeah. We might see that later too.
I'm an office chick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to have like a little.
But you are a lead singer of Carrera, and you have a show coming up on February 13th at Loaded.
That's right.
And you're going
our welcome back show. We were banned.
She was banned from Loaded, and now they let her back. Her band was banned. and it's boy, it goes by so fast. Catface. When was the first time that Cyrus put feathers?
Stuck a feather up my ass.
What was the first time you saw
it? In your ass.
What was the first time you saw it?
The first time I ever saw it was probably my very first fetish party, which was it a V Society? Oh, yes. Sorry.
I have no idea.
Actually doing a show here. We're not
asking. Yeah, sorry. I thought we were just hanging out. Yeah. That was probably about 2 or 3 years ago. It was my very first fetish party. I was introduced to you, and I think that was the first time I had it done.
Oh, a virgin.
Yeah. You got the cherry.
First blood.
We'll talk more about that. But Cyrus, so you've done it on women's asses, I'm sure, right? And because we're trying to think breast, asses, right? No, just not in the vagina,
lips.
Basically, right? Everybody else, everywhere else, right?
Everywhere's open.
Yeah? But how many, and what's the most amount of feathers you put on a woman?
Like a turkey man.
30 or 40?
Really? All over the
body? How long did that take?
I got done in about 20 minutes, I think. It was actually for a show.
The 20 minutes?
Yeah, really Hook Suspension Troupe that I work with. We did a show out in Dallas.
What was it called?
The show or the troupe?
Was it for a festival?
No, it was for the Dallas Suspension Convention. I forget the name of the show, but
I'm glad it rhymes.
Everyone just hangs around.
But I mean, the show goes by so fast. Ba-dum-bum. Anyway, I think we should start feathering. We should have people see what's going on. Sasha, are you ready to have the plumage applied?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. I love that accent.
I'll step out and you carry on a conversation.
Yeah, we're going to talk. So, Cafe, we're going to talk to you. And the first time you... And we're gonna comment on the feathering as it goes. He's reaching into the pizza box and getting the feathers.
Where you keep them in a pizza box.
That's where he keeps them tonight.
Well, I figured you guys wouldn't have a table, so I needed. A clean space.
Clean space.
Right.
It's real sterile.
Yeah, it is.
Follow Ginger Lynn's show.
Now, but you do keep it sterile. Now, as you're preparing, now you put gloves on. You sterilize these needles.
The needles come pre-sterilized. They're packaged. They're standard hypodermics. These sheets, they're drapes. They come pre-packaged, and they're sterile as well.
Right.
So it creates a sterile field.
Right. And Sasha, if you need to take the headphones off, Doug, please go right ahead. It's all right. We don't have a lot of wacky sound effects, so it's not a big deal.
So once I get a sterile field there, I don't go into the sterile field without my gloves on and without the gloves being clean or at least contaminated with her own...
Right.
body.
Mm. Anyway, but you take some serious precautions to make sure that everything is you're not reusing the needles, you're not reusing.
Well, he's usually clubbed, roped off in the clubs.
Absolutely, yeah.
I only reuse needles on you, Mark. You never use needles, and I practice at least as good techniques as a doctor. I always try to exceed the doctor's office because right. Whenever I go to the doctor's office, I'm completely horrified.
Right. And it's funny because Josie, we Cyrus and I both wanted to have you feathered the show, and you didn't want to mess up your tattoos, but Sasha's got some beautiful tattoos on her back. She's got a whole like forest back there.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, is that from South Africa, the forest, or?
It's an African tree, but I started doing it in Singapore.
Okay, so now he's swabbing her breasts, and if you need some help, let me know. And with that, but Cafe, so when you saw what was going on with the what was your reaction when you saw girls with the needles?
Well, I saw the girls with
pop my chair. Chest. No needles in my chest area. I paid too much for it.
right.
I've always been not in right. this sort right. of way, but I've been a fan of needles. Don't ask me why, where the fascination came from. And when I was introduced to Cyrus's work, the feathers, I was all for it. I had never been pierced in that way before, so that was unique.
So now you're changing your gloves from when you were swabbed.
Yes, I swabbed. I used the alcohol pads, but my right. hands have come in contact, or the gloves right. have come in contact with their skin, which could right. have anything on it.
Right.
And the oils and everything.
Sure, sure.
And the alcohol pads.
Right.
So they're pretty dirty.
Right.
So I don't really want to have that touching the needles.
Right, I understand. And Jesse, when was the first time you saw people with the needles in their clubs?
Probably when I was 18.
The kind.
Punk rock clubs.
No, Cyrus with the feathers. What was the first time?
Oh, that. I thought you were talking about rock and roll.
We're going to have the heroin show next month.
It's been a couple years. How long have you been doing this, Cyrus?
Since 2006. Since 2006.
Ooh, there's ones in there already. And how long, Catface, from... When you saw it, did you convince Cyrus to pierce you to put the feathers on?
Well, I'm hoping there wasn't much convincing that needed to be done, but it was the first time I met him, if I recall correctly, that that I asked, and he accepted, and he popped. Mm-hmm.
Ah. And how does it feel?
I popped?
You popped me.
Oh, he popped me.
You popped her feather cherry.
Yes.
That's like my pants were dry.
Right. And Jenny, we're catching all this on camera. Is that correct? Okay, great. Because this is amazing to watch. And how does it feel? What I mean, I know that you're a submissive and you like somebody taking charge and doing things to you. What's the sensation of this? Do you like this?
So, if you recall, a couple weeks ago, I got tased. Similar. Remember?
Oh, that's right. After the show,
the
after
show
you.
Party. Yes, the whole party outside. I like sharp sensations like that, so I enjoyed it. I don't know how to describe it, except it was a needle getting stuck into my skin. And if you've had any part of your body get pierced, mm-hmm. aside from your ears, because everybody does that, but if you had your belly button pierced or anything like that, then
I've had everything pierced.
You have?
Yeah.
So then this would...
I don't know.
And he's because the why you didn't want to do this for many reasons, but you didn't want him the tattoos, all that artwork. But look at the tattoo; it's there. It's no problem, not disturbed.
See, the feathers are actually growing out of her back, out of the trees in her back. You
yes,
see?
That's
you
right.
See?
Yeah, it's a
it
whole
was planned.
Yes, it's a whole. It looks amazing that the tree with the feathers. It's.
She got the tattoo for this purpose.
It does look beautiful.
Now that's the fun part. I get to play with her boobies.
Right, right. I'm not sure if is there any way. I don't want to stop you. Is there any way you could turn around a little bit so the camera can catch this?
Let's face that way.
If you can.
I'll let you move around me first.
Right. Okay. So we're and by the way, so there's six black long feathers in your back right now.
Back a little bit, yeah. Aren't you? Do people bump into you at the clubs when you're wearing them?
Ah,
yeah. We'll talk about that when Cat Face is being pierced, because we're gonna talk to Sasha when that happens.
I've had so many needles in me. I mean, I'm not afraid of it, but right. It's like, I don't want them.
So Cat Face, when somebody bumps into you in a club when you've got needles in you. That's just what happens.
Well, the good thing is, at least about Cyrus's technique, is he always secures them with the cork.
Right.
And so you don't have to worry about it, like, falling out or anything like that. But if it's your first time, one of my fears was that it would get ripped out. But luckily that never happened to me, no. And usually when people see, 4 feet feathers coming out of your head or your back,
right,
they're going to back off. And if they don't, you make sure they do.
I wore angel wings, of the fetish balls, and people were running
into it,
banging them up. I was like, I'm never going to wear anything that sticks out again. And that's why when I saw this, I was like, ooh, I remembered that experience. And I was like, I don't want to be bumped, you know? Crowded.
It's different because you know that there is a needle in your back, and so you're going to be a lot more cautious.
Plus, I think I've personally bumped into you while you've had needles of feathers in your...
It kind of reminds you that they're in there.
Accidentally, not on purpose. By the way,
look beautiful.
Yeah.
Just the visual of Cyrus putting those feathers in Sasha's breasts has already made this... This is going to be on the highlight reel next year, in addition to the highlight reel that we had this year. I should have waited a week. This is amazing. I'm going to have to maybe call Matt and see if he can cut this in. This is amazing. But
definitely.
I mean, it's such a weird, like, you know, the thing is it's such a weird fetish. It's like you want to fuck a chicken. It's like weird. It's like. And I sort of do now. It's really weird.
They do lay eggs, so there is room.
I bet there is.
I mean, Sasha could probably answer.
Sasha laughing. He's trying to cork the needle and she's laughing. Anyway, okay. Wow. Wowie.
Sasha, is it a sexual turn on for you? Yeah, nor for me. It's not a sexual thing.
By the way, it's a sexual turn on for me right now, just so you know. Sasha, you look amazing.
Thank you.
And but Cyrus will
She's
tell
going,
you.
Ooh,
you look fabulous. You look fabulous. Let me bring the mic back over.
She's trying not to move too fast.
It takes a while for it to settle.
It settles. How long does it take to settle?
A few minutes. Then you forget that.
A few
it's
minutes.
There.
That's it.
Yeah. Until someone bumps you.
Until someone bumps you.
And also, remember they're feathers, so they catch the air.
Yeah.
So it's still settling.
The front ones are.
Yeah, I noticed, but yes. Yeah. Well, that was very fast.
It was fast.
But there was attention to detail. You don't have to if you don't want to. I mean, if you can hear us, that's fine.
No, don't put them on.
I'm not gonna.
I don't wear
them. Can you hear me?
It's not. I can hear you fine. Just a little closer to the mic. Just a little louder, maybe. Maybe, but yeah.
Eat it, baby.
Yeah. Mmm. Anyway, so yeah, but you. So there's, what does it feel like as it's settling?
I don't know. It's like
pressure.
Yeah, pressure. But the
it's the pulling
pain,
down on
the pain kind of like it. There's that initial sting when it goes in,
mm-hmm.
and then the pain eventually just ebbs away. It takes a few minutes.
Much like losing your virginity.
But
we can restore that. Yeah. Point, you know.
That took a bit
longer. Speculum in a suture.
Yes, please.
Yes, and you know, I remember that feeling the first time I took up the ass too. But no, I'm sorry. The mic on? I'm sorry. But anyway, but so is this not a sexual turn on? You just like the way it looks.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It is. It absolutely is.
I kept saying that as it was.
It can be a sexual thing, though.
I was
going
to ask you because you have lines and lines of women want you to do this.
Some people have some experiences. I'm not in their body, so I don't know. But I have reports. But also,
you made a woman have an orgasm by putting feathers on her body.
Either that, or it made her boyfriend very happy that night.
Really, really. Because I've seen lines of women. Women just can't wait. And so, and I've seen women as you're doing it, and after you're doing it, and I've even seen Kat, as much as she says no, sort of.
I have to be a lady.
I can see you turn. I've seen you turned on. A little bit.
it's not a like
not you know,
it's
have not an orgasm, a sexual, but I've seen you.
It's not a sexual thing for me. It's I enjoy the feeling of the needle going in and then coming out and then the cork. I love every.
That's
aspect.
What all my lovers say.
I couldn't
resist that one. Go ahead.
So yeah, I mean, I love every single moment. And even when I get brushed up against somebody, when I'm wearing them, I enjoy that sensation. So once they're, I mean, when they're there.
So a little tug.
Yeah.
Like a little tug.
Yeah. I'll have a little tug later tonight. You guys are just setting me up so easy.
I kind of think it's like cat whiskers almost.
Yeah.
I'm surprised these two cat lovers haven't thought of that.
I know. These are some serious cat girls here.
What kind of a warrior files are you?
The word is allurophile.
I can't pronounce.
Ah, wow, that's good. That's good. It's South African cats. They must be different. I'm not going to talk about cats.
They purr their pussy fetish.
I bet they do. Speaking of pussy fetish, Catface, are you ready to? I think it's your turn.
I'm always ready.
Okay, so we're gonna. I don't know how you guys are going to get around here, but I'm going to put the camera and we're going to do it over here while you're standing up, and we're going to talk to Sasha as it's going on. So.
Okay.
I actually Should like I the headphones. Cool? I think they look cool.
Yeah.
At least they make me feel cool.
They always mess up my hair.
This is. I know people listening on iTunes. This is a little awkward, but it's. Trust me. I'm looking. I'm staring right at a beautiful woman with. Uh-oh. You just brushed up against her feathers. And you've done that before.
That's part of the fun, though.
Oh, really?
I'm going to say this, too. Come on.
Is that the fetish, though? I mean, is that what it is?
Just, she doesn't look very happy about that.
Yeah. It's still settling, yeah.
Well, if they brush a certain way, they actually twist under your skin. And you have to replace them.
I think Josie's getting turned on.
No.
I think so. She's just quite the opposite, I think. I think she's never going to do this.
Never?
Mm-mm.
No, but the final product.
Okay.
And if you want to slide over to the middle seat, or if you
especially
want to, whatever.
On my chest.
Yeah. So.
I take pride in my chest.
Yes.
I have no chest, so it's all good for me.
But Sasha's chest is that's nothing to sneeze at either. That's a beautiful chest.
You.
Thank you.
Not
yeah.
At all.
That's your chest. You got solid. Those are the nice solid A's. You're nice.
Nice solid
she
A's.
She has a dancer's body.
Those are
A
pluses. No, those are A plus. You got the dancer's body. Trust me,
ballerina body.
You got the ballerina body.
Actually, for a
ballerina, you're really packing some breast. For ballerinas, that's huge.
It's
yeah.
Bra.
For a ballerina, yeah.
It's bra though.
Right.
Not boob. It's bra.
No, I see some cleavage.
Bra.
Yeah. Okay. So turn around. We're gonna swab you. Okay. So now she's.
I love your dress.
I understand.
Why did you have the sweater on the whole time?
I was cold and then I.
Oh, that
forgot.
Dress is gorgeous.
So now we're swabbing. We're swabbing Catface's back.
That's what Marilyn Monroe would wear.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And the boots.
Yeah. Right? So I don't think
I'm wearing boots too. It's raining out.
Right. Yeah. We don't want to slip, especially with wearing the feathers. But I don't want to slip.
By the time we leave, it's going to be pouring.
So Sasha, how long are you going to be wearing? How long
we
are you
need
gonna,
it.
How long are you be wearing those feathers? Are you going to take them out right after the show? Or are you going to be wearing them all night? Or
it's hard to drive home like this, you know.
Right, right.
I know. I used to have a mohawk. I'd have to when I stand it up. I'd have to drive with my head sideways because it was.
Was it
tall.
That big?
Yeah.
But when you're in the club and Cyrus does that now, is there like a line of girls at the night at the end of the night for him to take them out or okay?
Yeah, there
I'm just,
is.
I'm just curious. I'm not sure what the deal was because these are questions I had no idea about.
And usually when I'm at the clubs, they're a little bit they're positioned a little bit higher up.
Right.
So my
your wings
his wingspan
my wingspan isn't quite so big.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's go ahead.
Yeah, it was my angle and positioning. It's actually hard to position those because when the weight causes the portion on the skin,
right.
So you actually have to pierce at a different angle and expect it to hang at another angle.
Right. Well, the muscles are going all in different directions.
Well, I don't go into the muscles. It's only subcutaneous.
Okay.
Yeah, just through that little fatty layer between your skin and your flesh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the girls have to come to me at the end of the night to get them removed because then I dispose of the needles.
Right.
Epidermis.
But, I mean, do some women just get drunk and leave the club with their feathers?
I don't know.
You don't let them do it. Okay, good. So, and of course, you know, Josie's breast, she has all sorts of layers of things in there. So that's a whole different story.
Got to be careful. But, you don't want
right,
this
right.
room.
Don't want to pop it. Okay. So, but we I don't think you ever answered the question. When was the first time you, you've had it done a few times, but when was the first time you you saw him do this or saw these on a woman? Sasha. Okay.
Look how happy Cat is.
I'm thinking.
Like, oh, yeah. It's a, there's a little... There's a little bit.
It's not sexual at all.
Look at that. Look at that face. Look at the old face. Oh, yeah. The cat face. Yeah, she's...
I like that when I get tattooed.
Yeah.
And then after about 3 or 4 hours, I'm like, okay, enough.
You know, I think I remember...
Enough grinding on my skin.
Right. What were you going to say? Yeah.
I think I remember the first time I had it done. I think it was at Miss Kitty's.
Oh.
That very first time.
Miss Kitty's cool. She's
and
really
I had just cut my hair.
Well, that's an interesting tidbit, but
sorry. I mean, like I had like almost like elbow length hair, and
oh, wow.
I just cut it that day.
Oh, okay.
And that was when I had the.
So you're missing your hair. You're like, I want to have some feathers, and
yeah, why not?
And what was your first reaction when it happened?
I liked it. It was far more intense because I didn't expect the pain. You know, you get familiar with certain kinds of pain, but
oh, really? What kinds of pain are you familiar with? Do tell.
I have a complicated relationship with pain, I think.
Really?
Complicated? Like how? Either you like it or you don't.
I do. I mean, I like it.
That's an
I
interesting
like
Facebook
it,
status. What you're? It's complicated with pain. What's so complicated about pain?
Oh, that looks great with her dress.
It's oh, yeah, so no, that's cool. That totally matches.
Man,
it's like you two
like
planned
a,
it.
You look like a wicked witch. It's badass.
what a compliment.
Yeah, that's rad. That's really, really cool.
But I'm taking a picture of this.
That's
amazing. But what other fetishes are you into, Sasha? What other things do you? What other pain do you indulge in? Complicated pain.
Well.
That you can admit to on the air.
I suppose. I mean that. I wouldn't imagine that we're all too different.
Right.
You know, there's the typical like spankings and
right.
various kinds of constraints, but
yeah, and you're from South Africa, so they're pretty used to that type of stuff.
Let's,
you know?
Let me just put it this way: when I was growing up in South Africa, it had just become a democracy,
right?
And I was probably in my early teens,
right?
And I had been living in Los Angeles. I lived here with my parents when I was very small.
Okay, so that's why you came back. Okay.
Yeah. That's why it was LA.
Right.
And my parents put me in one of the few schools that was already becoming integrated.
Okay.
And it was still a little bit old school. Okay, so long story short, they beat us.
Wow.
At school.
Oh, it's done. Look at that.
Look at that.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
That's
oh, that looks fantastic.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. We got to get some pictures of that. That's, oh, Catface, you did it again. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Well, Cyrus
did it. Cyrus, this is amazing.
Yes, how about we Catface the feathers?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
all right.
Match.
Hold on. Yeah, they match.
Yay!
Everything matches. Everything's
aww.
Everything's color coordinated. I don't know. We might have to take this picture. Okay, I got it. Okay. We're taking a picture. So while I'm taking a picture, Sasha, can you say something dirty in Afrikaners?
Yo masapus.
What was that?
Yo masapus.
Yo masapus. What does that
yo
mean?
Yo masapus. It's something about your mother's vagina. I don't know.
I don't want to talk about my mother's vagina. I'm talking about something sexy. But,
yo masapus. I think it's kind of like.
So that's like an insult. If I want to insult somebody from South Africa, yo masapus.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think in future shows, Josie's going to say yo masapus a lot to me. But but there you go. The master, Cyrus.
Wow, it looks awesome.
Now, have you had any adverse reaction? Like you've pierced a woman and they didn't like it or they were like really freaked out by it?
No, I haven't.
Right. They've all been down for it.
Once they say yes, they're pretty much committed.
No, I understand that, but I mean, but they like it.
For the most part, yes. A few times, the placement has been maybe close to a nerve or something, so they've only had it in for a shorter period of time.
Right.
But that's usually due to the crowd and people
sure.
brushing up against it and
mm-hmm.
it flapping in the wind.
Right. But this is amazing.
Dirty club people.
Yes. there's so many questions. So this is something that first of all, how did you get the name Cyrus? I never got that story. Is that like the Warriors? How did Cyrus come about?
Cyrus came together when I was dating a woman named Fetish Jade.
Well, you know Fetish Jade.
Oh, you know Fetish Jade.
I bet you're at Fetish Jade's house. You know her a lot better than I do.
Apparently
so. We met at Fetish Jade's house, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
the first time.
Right.
So, anyway, yeah, one night my earring stabbed her, and she called it Cyrus. My earring. She named my earring Cyrus, and I just absorbed the name.
That explains nothing, but thanks. That's good. And you do have, I mean, you've got a lot of piercings on yourself, so you don't mind being stuck with needles yourself, and tattoos, the whole thing.
I have one or two, yeah.
Yeah, but you got some interesting piercings. You got the disturbed thing here. You got the ears. You got the whole thing.
The toothpick?
Yeah, that thing. Yeah. The down with the sickness, that thing. Oh, it's good.
It's a toothpick.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I just got to keep it with me.
Right, and I think you got pierced nipples, right? Am I mistaken on that?
No, they're pierced too. They were the most painful piercing I ever had.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've had seven in my cock, and
Whoa! Do you still have seven in your cock?
Currently, right now, I only have two. I left the third one at home, but the others kind of like migrated here, migrated there, somewhere.
Because honestly, I don't think I could fit seven piercings on my cock, but that's it's very impressive. But
story.
So I'm telling jokes. It's a long story, really.
But I don't know. Oh, okay. I'm just guessing.
But the nipple piercings are more painful than the cock piercings.
Oh yes.
Really? I would have never figured that.
If I hadn't had them both pierced in the same visit, I never would have gone back for the second one.
Well, really?
At least not without a couple of years to forget.
Wow.
So
you got very sensitive nipples, I guess.
No, they weren't sensitive before. Now they're a little bit sensitive. They're more sensitive anyway.
Right. And what prompted you to get a cock piercing? That's what I want to know.
I got divorced. That was my very first piercing was a Prince Albert.
Right.
So I told my ex-wife I wanted a divorce, and then I went and got my dick pierced.
Wow. Divorce wasn't painful enough. You had to get your dick pierced?
Change of an era.
I guess so. Wow. And then why seven? And where are they located? I'm really curious about this. I don't know why.
Well, when
I'm sitting there with three beautiful women, I want to know where your cock piercings are.
Well, there's there's the Prince Albert, which goes through the head of the penis.
Oh.
You know, well. Right. Through the pee hole and out below the head.
Tell him how big it is.
Oh, that one's a double zero.
His cock or his piercing?
No, the piercing.
Oh.
So it's a big piercing. So
it's
Sasha's seen the, yes, okay.
I've seen photos of it.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the one I'm not wearing tonight. But the two others that I have in are called frenum piercings. And they're along the underside of the shaft of the cock.
Oh.
And they go. So they go horizontally.
Oh, they go horizontally. They go like a ladder.
Yes, right. Like a ladder. It can be called a frenum ladder. It's been referred. It's been referred to as speed bumps. You know, built-in French tickler speed bumps. You know,
are these dick or under the dick or?
They're through the skin. You know, loose skin that covers the shaft.
So instead of getting rib condoms, you have ribs like on your dick.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
You've
okay.
You've never heard of that.
No, I've never seen rib dick, Josie. I'm sorry. I've never heard of it either.
You just haven't been down to Santa Monica Boulevard.
We had Tesla Coil. She has like a thing, but I've never seen that on the day. Okay. So you got three there. You got the Prince Albert. Balls?
No. Well, there's something called a lorem. I used to have that.
What's a lorem?
It's at the base of the shaft of the cock where it meets the scrotum.
Right.
Balls.
So it's like a frenum, but at the bottom.
Right.
Lorem. Low frenum.
Right.
And I had.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
It's still there. It's an implant, right?
No. It was a ring. I gauged it up or stretched it up and it migrated out. The frenums that I have are zero gauge. So they're still pretty large. But then I had.
So people get a concept. What gauge is the one in your lip?
Six.
Okay.
So a zero goes?
A zero would be.
Bigger or smaller?
Oh. Bigger, right?
That's a six.
Okay.
Right. Zero is a lot bigger.
Zero is a lot bigger.
Yeah. 2, 4, 6, 8, 8 or 10 times larger.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know what size these are. These are just dangly things.
Right, right.
The actual ear hole is 7/16.
Okay.
Do you have gauges? You usually wear gauges?
I wear horn.
Ah.
Little spiky things. I don't wear plugs. They're called plugs, not gauges.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
You gauge the plugs.
Right? Actually, proper terminology is stretching. Gauging. Nurses right. usually hate the word gauging.
Yeah, why?
Because it's inappropriate usage. But
that's something new for Josie.
True.
See?
But.
So, okay. So, anyway. Because your breasts, they're settling. They're twisting. They're settling.
Yeah, I'll boo.
You didn't even notice.
I didn't.
No. I'm glad Sasha's staring at your boobs.
Well,
so we
yeah,
know.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it is. No, trust me.
I'm staring at hers. She's staring at mine.
Trust me. There's a lot of beautiful boobs with feathers sticking out of them to look at.
Josie, we miss yours.
All right. Josie, you want to show your boobs or
at least part of one?
Yeah.
Not the whole thing.
No.
Part.
I think yeah. She's shown her boobs on the show enough, anyway. So we had 5 on the dick now. And where's the other 2?
I had one that went through the head of the penis.
I don't want to go on your dick and stop. So yeah.
Yeah, it went horizontally through the head.
Oh,
vertically.
Oh.
You know, from side to side.
Whoa.
So, but that one was a little bit wide.
Like that.
So. No, my pee is like a fountain.
That's what I said.
I sit to pee.
No, it's like when you put your finger on a garden hose and it sprays all over the place.
Yeah.
Girls never have to worry about the seat being up at my house. It's always down.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you got divorced, you got pierced, and you pee sitting down. That's the way it usually goes.
But I kept my balls.
Right. So you're a mainstay in the LA fetish scene. You're always at the clubs. Is this what you do for a living, or how do you make money?
People throw it at me. No, I do computers. I work for a company up in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And my home is my office.
Oh, that's great.
They don't want me with pink hair in the office where customers can see, but
right,
they
right.
can't get rid of me. With so bones they just keep me at
bones
home.
In your ears.
That's good. So any future body modifications that you're looking forward to in the future?
No, not currently. I don't have anything on the horizon. All my next stuff that's going on is all scuba diving.
Right.
So
I noticed that you were doing that. So
that's fun.
Yeah.
I was certified.
Certifiable or certified?
and speaking of certifications, congratulations on your yoga teaching license.
Yay!
You're certified now.
I am. So well, I was certified. I upped my certification to 500 hours from 300, and I have a yoga physical therapy license.
That's what I was congratulating you on. Very nice.
Is that like a sexual therapist?
It depends on the position.
Anyway, Sasha,
I'm a dog, baby.
Sasha, well, I can't believe I left the camera over there, but we've got 6 minutes. You, when we were talking on the street, you don't want to do it? No fire?
Oh, fire.
Absolutely. She has feathers. How can she do fire?
What do you think we were
she
asking
can,
you to do?
Throw flames on the feathers.
No.
Flaming feathers.
No. Don't put it back because I think we're going to have some
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, I think I can do a little bit of fire. I'm just I'm a little concerned about the
plumage.
Don't worry. They're not flammable.
That's another good question.
No, okay. I've tried to burn them. They don't burn.
Well, I'm gonna have to go.
Not unless I put an accelerant on them.
Would you go over here? Or?
I can do it over there, but my stuff is over there.
Let me get your stuff then. Hold
on. Would you grab my?
We only have 5 minutes.
I know. Hold on.
My box
hold
for
on.
Me.
Make this happen.
Yeah, let me grab the stuff. Hold on 1 second. Josie.
Yes.
Talk about what you got going on.
Hi.
Hey.
Your band's well, playing.
Huh?
Your band.
The band will be playing at Loaded, like you said. Carrera will be there. Anti-Valentine's Day party.
Wasn't your back?
Friday the 13th of February.
Oh, no, that's fine.
And I am going to be leaving in 2 weeks and traveling and seeing friends over in Europe and New York.
Where in Europe?
I'm going to Ireland and London, Madrid.
Okay,
Canada.
Josie, enough of you. So we've got the beautiful Sasha's going to be playing. Now, have you seen her play with fire, Cyrus?
Yes, I have.
Impressive?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. It is. I think the last time I saw her play with fire, it was completely topless. So that was impressive all by itself.
I can imagine.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
I would too.
Time.
But
you have 4 minutes.
Get it off.
Sasha, we gotta. Yeah. But we. As Nestor's coming in, right, Jenny? No. Okay. Well, we might have a little time, so don't. If it's okay, we might go a couple minutes.
She's like, ah, yay, Jenny.
We'll do it real quick. But anyway, but Cyrus, has she put fire on you? Has she done a little fire play with you?
No.
She doesn't do that. You don't have women do that stuff.
Well, I haven't found the right one to do it.
Do you consider yourself a dom or?
Your feathers are going
a top.
Top. I don't really go for the whole hurt? Master
no.
whatever thing.
It's
I just am.
Pressure right. thing. It's been yeah. a while.
Right.
Wow. So it feels good.
Does somebody have a lighter?
Of course.
Yeah, Catface has a lighter. I'm doing. She was good for something.
That's I know.
Good. So,
hold on.
It has to be somebody. You know, somebody with the feathers has a lighter. But anyway, so this is
How does a fire person not have a lighter?
No fire people. No sticks. Can't rub them together.
She said no fire people ever have lighters.
That's true. But anyway, this is gonna end the show with a bang with the fire play. But Cyrus, if people want to get a hold of you, or people want you to. Put feathers in them or play with them or anybody wants to get a hold of you. How did they get a hold of you?
Cyrus, Cyrus, at CyrusX.com.
Cyrus is Cyrus. So is CyrusX.com your website?
Yeah, if you don't mind looking at nothing, I have nothing up there.
Oh, okay. But will you have something?
Jenny,
eventually
do you have a lighter?
I will.
I don't think we have a lighter. Okay, so I guess fireplay's not going to happen.
What?
The one time I don't have a lighter.
We don't have a lighter, so... I don't think this is.
Girls, they're always prepared with everything.
I know.
Tampons, makeup, mirrors,
right?
Matches, fire? No.
There's no matches in that big heavy steel box of yours.
Well, there was a lighter in there, but I probably took it out.
Okay. So it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
It's probably a bad idea to have a lighter in the box with the fuel.
Well, you know, you're probably right. See, you take precautions like that. I don't. It's really strange, but. Anyway, Cafe. Oh, here we go. We got a lighter. Okay, fire's about to start. We're going to do this real quick. Anyway, so Sasha is playing with fire. Hold on. And please comment as she's doing this.
She's rubbing kerosene, or what kind of fluid is it that you've rubbed on yourself?
She's probably lighter fluid. Okay.
What kind of gas?
White gas.
She's rubbing white gas on her arm.
And she has a stick that's on fire.
Whoa.
Now
she's lighting her arm on fire. She's lighting her arm on fire. Be careful.
Watch the lighting.
Yeah. Be careful.
Watch the feathers.
Watch the lighting. This is an amazing moment here.
Oh, my God.
She's eating the fire. Unbelievable. We're all taking pictures of her eating fire. This is amazing.
Wow.
Why did I cut my highlight reel before this show? I knew this show was going to be amazing. And the red feathers make it even better. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh.
Slow motion, please.
So, yeah. Good direction. This is amazing. This is very, very impressive. Now she's setting her arm on fire. Watch the feathers. Watch. Oh, my goodness. This is very impressive. Folks that are listening, she is twirling the fire around. She's smiling as she's doing it. We're all glistening and she's now eating fire. She's swallowing it. She's putting it out with her mouth. I can't believe I just said that. She's putting that out with her mouth. Oh, no, she's keeping it. Okay, she's keeping the flame.
She's keeping it lit.
She's prolonging the experience.
I'll bet she is. Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
No pun intended.
Wow.
She
loves that fire. That's the way to get rebooked on the Dark Bar Show, doing something like that.
Terrible.
Unbelievable. That is very, very impressive.
It was really beautiful.
That was so beautiful. I got to give you another hand. That was amazing. So I think that How can
Thank
we can't really top that.
We
Catface,
can.
Catface, wow. How do people get a hold of you?
Cool. www.cats-entertainment.com.
So you teach pole dancing still?
I do. And all other kinds of dancing.
Right.
Vertical dancing.
Not what just happened.
No. Sasha and I need to exchange information, though.
Right. You're not the only one that has to exchange information. And Sasha, how do people get a hold of you?
Probably through Cyrus.
Exactly. Cyrus, you're the man. You are the man.
Yeah, he's my gatekeeper.
I'll bet he is.
Oh, hey, I'm the keymaster.
Anyway, thank you all for being on the show. That was an amazing show. We got a little insight into the feathering, and I'd love to have all of you back every week. This is just amazing, but thank you so much for everything. And everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Next week, Santa Claus.
Ho, ho,
is
ho.
Coming by, as well as DJ Cobra from Italy.
He was a naughty Santa.
AVN nominee Cindy Sarfall next week. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.